We'll talk.
Test, test. 1, 2, 3.
No.
Well, talking, talking, talking.
There we go.
There he is.
Yeah, he's there.
There's the Hard Dick Savage himself.
Yeah, Will's back.
And my, how are my levels?
You sound good. Everything's good.
Yep. Okay.
Good.
We're laughing again about, we've been caught up doing Robert Duvall.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Explaining how to suck dick to Tom Cruise.
That's right. You gotta suck a dick.
You can't suck it. You can't come in and suck the dick fast. You gotta suck it down slow.
I've never seen that movie, and I never
it's
have to.
It's five movies.
It's Robert Duvall explaining to Tom Cruise how to suck dick. He's explaining to Sean Penn how to suck dick.
Yeah.
He's explaining to Martin Sheen how to suck
Sam?
Dick.
Was it in I Am Sam?
No.
No.
Is that where he teaches him?
No.
Colors.
You gotta suck the dick down slow. He's not in I Am Sam.
I think he is.
No, yeah. He's not. He's the manager.
He's
of
the guy
Starbucks.
Selling him Velcro shoes.
Yeah.
No. I Am Sam.
Is he?
Yeah.
You gotta try.
Let me clear out.
You gotta put the shoes on slow.
You're trying to do them too fast.
You put the shoes on too fast, you embarrass yourself. The thing is, the retard, they got special shoes that they wear. You gotta put them on slow.
They try to put them on too fast, get excited. Ends up in the poor boy's asshole.
Yeah, you hear that? Listen to the sound of that. And he's just undoing and refastening the Velcro. 1,800 hooks on each strap. You listen real close, you can hear them. You listen real close, you can hear each one connect and disconnect. That's the sound of a shoe being fastened.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's him and Gone in 60 Seconds explaining how to steal cars.
Never seen that either.
He's the older thief.
Respect.
Nicolas Cage is the leader of the crew.
Mm. Uh-huh. The young, hot piece of ass.
Yeah, Robert Duvall owns the shop, the chop shop that they bring all
of
the...
Of course.
They bring all the cars to. And he's sitting there and he's listening to... listening, I guess, like old Le Mans, you know,
radio.
On the radio.
Yeah, just listening to the sound of engines.
Uh huh.
Respect.
Yeah.
Zoom.
You hear that?
Zoom.
Where they go around the track there and they make the turns. People don't make turns. You have to make the turns slow. You come around, you go too fast.
You're going to hit the wall.
You end up like one of them retard boys trying to buy a pair of shoes.
On Velcro too fast.
Trying to put on his shoes too slow.
I was too slow or too fast. That's my Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thanks, he's got eyes.
So the retard's putting his clothes on too fast?
Let me understand what you're saying. Yeah. I'm a retard and I'm putting my shoes too fast.
That was very good. That was very good, Nick. That was very good, Nick. Wow. A real professional.
They're too fast.
I'm going to suck his cock off.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done that on that show? That
show? We'll suck his cock off.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Wow, I can't believe it's 2021.
Yeah.
Put my penis down. That's him and Connor.
Put my penis down.
Put the penis down.
Open your mouth.
I'm just trying to get back to my daughter. I bought her this dildo for her birthday.
She's 6 years old.
When I went into prison, she was 3. She's 17 now. I bought her a dildo. I figure she's old enough now for a big, big, nice, long, sloppy dildo.
That would be the first thing. If I got out of jail,
put the dildo down. Uh-huh.
You gotta put the dildo down slow.
You gotta. All he wants is his dildo back.
Yeah, the retard boy's dildo.
I would not be. Robert Duvall is probably wedged into Con Air somewhere.
He should be.
He's living in one of those houses in that weird nuclear town.
where Buscemi almost fucks the child.
The father of the child that Steve Buscemi doesn't.
Buscemi's having
eat.
Tea.
Yeah.
And Duvall's in a kitchen doing dishes and a model home. And he's looking out the kitchen window. He's like, you got to try and fuck the kid slowly.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Just his weird squint and his dumb bald head.
I think it'd be good to be a guy like Robert Duvall who's looked old from like the age of 30.
Yeah, he
so
looks
like,
old.
Yeah. So he looks like, now. Like, but looking back on it, he's always looked handsome. So yeah, well, he's like really
he's
look
a good
old.
Looking.
He's
guy.
Like Terry yeah. Bradshaw, and then he went smooth bald when he was like 20. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he's looked old because he's just massively bald.
Mm-hmm. Right, know? Right.
Whereas Gene Hackman has always looked old.
That's true.
You knew he looked, Walter Matthau looked the same age for like 200
yeah, he
years.
He did, that's true. Yeah.
That's true. My man in Pelham 1, 2, 3 looked old as fuck.
He's looked- so funny in that movie. Oh, train stolen. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll look into it.
Yeah, you know what? He's doing a lot of I'm on my break type stuff.
Not yet.
Not
yet. Well, these two bulls are sitting on a grassy knoll overlooking a herd of Guernseys. And the baby bull says, hey, Pop, let's run down and fuck one of those cows. But the papa bull says, no, son. Let's walk down. Fuck them all.
That's a true. I love when my dad tells me stuff like that.
You gotta find the YouTube clip slow.
You gotta find a YouTube clip where it says slow.
I don't think he ever actually says that. It's not like it's just an amalgam.
Vibe.
Yeah,
I see. I've never seen most of these movies.
Yeah, it's early on when he's explaining to Cole Trickle.
My name is Dick Trickle.
When he's like, you indie boys coming here and you're too hot. You're hot boys. Sexy. Mm-hmm. You're too hot.
Well, he's from California.
You California boys come down here and you're too sexy.
Yeah. You're too hot.
He drives,
you see too much of your penis through your pants.
When we watch you in the race car, we can't stop thinking about how sexy you are. It's not about driving the car. It used to be you trying to get people to want to have sex with the car.
Not the driver.
Not the driver.
I'm over here thinking about putting your cock on my lips.
I'm gay.
Nah, you're making me gay.
I'm gay for the car.
You're making me a homo.
You're making me down. Like having sex with men slow.
You want me, man? Maybe we want to have sex with guys slow.
Oh yeah, that's so fucking true. That's so true about Robert Duvall.
Yeah, it's fucking. Let me see if I can just find a Days of Thunder clip because that's probably the best.
Yeah,
that were the most of it.
So
we're busy now. You're what?
We are eating ice cream. Ice cream.
I love when the song
is
in the movie.
Yeah, I don't want to watch. Literally, even 10 more seconds of Days of Thunder.
That's where he was getting poontang from
Nicole.
Nicole for the first time.
Yeah, he met her.
Yeah. A Don Simpson classic. He inserted himself in a movie. That was supposed to be his big acting debut.
Well, who did he play?
Don Simpson was going to be in Days of Thunder as an actor?
Yeah, he was going to play a race car driver named Antonio. And he was in one scene, and it was awful. Okay. And fucking Tom Cruise had to, like, go see him.
Wow. Who made it? Tony Scott?
Tony Scott
directed it. But, I mean, it's a Don Simpson, Jerry Bruckheimer picture. So yeah. To the extent
they're making a lot of calls.
Yeah, Tony Scott just sat there while they were, like, I mean, you know, they continue to operate as, like, a commercial director while fucking...
Right. He's just a technical guy.
Yeah, they spent so much fucking money on that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was a flop?
I think it at least made its money.
I think it made
back.
Money.
But
yeah.
it made money,
but it was way over budget. It didn't do the numbers that Top Gun did.
Oh, it was after Top Gun.
It was after Top Gun.
Oh, I saw the trailer. How are you going to go from fucking planes to cars, dude?
That was the beginning of the end for...
You got to go next level, spaceships or boats or some shit.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the end for...
For space, I'm with you.
For Simpson and Bruckheimer, because it was like shortly before that, they had like a 3-picture deal with Disney or something. I can't remember who, but they like branded themselves as producers with this like visionary alliance thing and took out like full page ads and got like
pictures of themselves in leather jackets and like,
right,
you know, got like drunk with power basically. So everyone in Hollywood was just waiting for them to
gunning
fail.
For them to fucking blow it.
Yeah. And Days of Thunder was sort of that. But I mean, they quickly recovered with Bad Boys.
Bad Boys is a fucking classic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Rock, is that them?
That is them.
Yep. Indeed. Yeah.
Respect. And then Bruckheimer alone did all the Pirates movies, right?
But what's interesting is Don hated the idea for Con Air.
Wow.
He really didn't want to make that movie.
Oh, he didn't like
it. A man could not be more wrong about anything. Mm. That movie rocks cock.
And then, you know, Days of Thunder, you know, is properly regarded within the Tony Scott canon as an auteur work of genius. you know, Top Gun Planes, Days of Thunder Cars, Tony Scott's last movie before killing himself, about a train.
That's right, Unstoppable.
Yeah. Wow.
He offed himself?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, the wrong brother killed himself.
Damn.
Should have been Ridley.
Ridley's fine.
I visited his grave in L.A. at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and the coolest part of it, it's like a slab of marble, and there's like a sculpture, like a sculpted figure of a man like climbing up like a sort of jagged rock face. But then on the side of the marble, like etched into it on one side of the grave, is just his filmography.
Respect.
That's what the man liked. Being recommended Spanish clips of Days of Thunder.
Hell yeah.
Well, just Spanish Robert Duvall.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Dios de Trueno Español.
Fuck, is that how you say slow?
That's how you say Days of Thunder.
Oh, how do you say slow? We really need to figure out how to say slow in Spanish. It's not rapido.
It's slow.
El slow.
Dude, I'm going to have on my fucking tombstone, I'm going to have a little figurine of a guy getting his dick sucked.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to say, but the breakfast.
It's not going to say quotes. That. That's merely one joke. Wow, Adam. Very nice level of humor.
I haven't seen
this. Do you remember the scene?
No, that was hurtful.
No, I'm disappointed in you. You've just merely become an internet commenter.
No. I mean, it was us saying that first. They started saying that.
How many years ago?
Yeah, I shouldn't say the same thing.
It was 3 years ago.
You can say on my tombstone, it'll say... That
you're a bug. That would be like if I said a bug who eats dust.
Right, and I would have been like, all right,
you would have been.
It wouldn't have hurt
me. You would have been disappointed
in you. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. It doesn't hurt. I'm disappointed.
You know what? You're keeping me honest right now, and that's the mark of a good friend.
Exactly right, bro.
And so that makes me appreciate you even more.
Respect.
Listen, and we're at day four of this journey we've been on right now.
I know. Tomorrow, do we do acid?
Illinois to find somebody had anything good to say about me.
Who's this Duval?
Hell of a thing. So.
He really loves delivering his lines slow.
Slow.
You gotta deliver the lines slow.
You gotta run out of the clock on all your lines slow.
Everybody know a good movie needs to be 120, 121, 122 minutes.
Try and win an Academy Award. With one line.
Did he ever get
acting's like fly
for
fishing.
The Godfather?
You gotta fuck
for Tom
fish.
Hagen?
Yeah.
I don't think he was.
Pacino didn't win. What's his face won?
Didn't Brando, he but he, Brando. Yeah, Brando. But he didn't go because they were mean to the Indians.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I'm not a smart man or a wise one. I don't know what kind of man I am.
Sounds like Nick.
I was always restless. Thought I'd see the world. But I didn't go nowhere on purpose.
I don't know what movie this is.
Yeah, what movie is that from?
I don't know. I think this is just from his own birthday party.
Robert Duvall awards.
I never tried to be an actor. I just figured out which way to point one direction I'll go that way. And now I ended up here and everybody's accusing me of being slow. Everybody... asked me to do a job. I don't never know what a job is in my life.
Right. Seems like you're about to go into Biden.
Yeah, they're very similar. That might be the path there.
There we go.
We have to one day.
No, but I think
this is January 3rd.
It's January 3rd.
I'm saying this
as it's been a whole season. I've been trying to figure out.
I'm saying this as a constructive criticism. I think when you're Biden,
I'm saying this is a constructive criticism. Right. Why don't you suck my fucking cock?
Okay, that doesn't sound. I think when you're Biden,
why don't you suck my fucking cock?
Is most off. It veers into Southern. And you know what? Remember,
I just closed my eyes and I thought it was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah, it sounded.
Why don't you come over here and suck my dick down?
Why don't you come down, sir? Why don't step down in this ring?
Why don't you do an impression of Stone Cold that isn't just repeating things off? So
no.
That's Stone Cold Steve.
Stone Cold says, "Step down in this ring." He says that.
Oh, are we gonna relitigate? Yeah.
Something I could never fix. Y'all probably think you know what you do, what you wouldn't, and I wish you good luck with that. I really do.
What is this? Is this a graduation speech?
And I told Charlie what I'd done. He told me to confess to God, the law,
yeah,
and somebody else, so as I could get forgiveness. But I didn't want forgiveness.
Mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
I wanted to suck a dick. So
I wanted some pussy slow.
I wanted a chance to redeem
my dick sucked.
My penis
slow.
In a pussy.
What the fuck movie is this?
Training Day.
A Get Low, Robert Duvall speech scene.
Get Low?
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of this movie.
It's the Little John biopic.
Yeah.
Charlie don't suck.
I think there's one comment on this, and it says one of the best acting performances I've ever seen. Maybe I'll watch this just to dial in.
Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
And then Biden.
That's right.
Biden's in the movie, too.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. would be nice. The movie we just watched that was really fucking good was Little Man.
Little Man, the Wayans brothers.
That movie fucking rocked. You missed it, but there was a key part of the movie is that Little Man
it's a midget.
He's a little person who's a little, you know, and he pretends to be a
man.
Baby.
He's little.
Yeah.
Right. He's got
kind
a huge
like
dick.
Blue Streak is like he steals a diamond and then pretends to be a cop. Little Man pretends to be a baby because he's already little.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
we could have healthcare where we all pretend to be babies.
Right.
Yeah, you said it best.
We could all pretend to be a baby.
Right.
And then you get to just suck on a titty. And we all live off milk.
Yep, right. And that's the best medicine there is, mother's milk.
They say the best medicine is laughter.
Uh-huh.
It's laughing at people. You know, when my son died, I rewatched all of Martin. That's the first thing I did is I sat down with Hunter and we watched Martin. And Hunter,
that's when he started smoking crack.
And he talked. I wanted to be more like the people.
No, it's not. That's not why Hunter did it.
And
he never smoked crack.
He didn't smoke crack because he wanted to be like the people on
it's
Martin.
It's a basic cable sitcom.
I blame Martin. Everybody's talking about Ukraine. You need to look at Martin. That's Martin Lawrence. Why the hell he's got all these crack smoking?
Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
Mr. President.
Cut his mic. Kamala.
Well, I can't believe he's going to be inaugurated next week.
Kamala cuts him off. She's like, listen, he was confused.
Yeah.
I watched Martin. They all belong in jail. Mm-hmm.
I would have arrested
Kamala.
I would have
arrested
Kamala,
all of them.
What's your favorite episode of Martin?
Tupac.
When Tupac comes
when
on.
You know, the episode when they're down at the cookout.
Who's your favorite character on Martin?
Tupac.
When Tupac is on, what are we talking about, Space Jam? My favorite TV show, In Living Tupac.
fuck. But yeah, Little Man
rocks. Yeah.
And there's a point where
there's a rape that takes place. A comedic
Little
rape.
Man rapes Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
He pretends to be her husband is
Sean Wayans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
and they have go ahead, Will, please.
Sean Wayans wants to have a kid with Kerry Washington, but she just got a new promotion.
right. So
you can't have a job and a kid. Yeah, you should be a woman with a job.
Absolutely not.
not.
But like, so they Marlon Wayans as Little Man just sort of like appears on their doorstep because he needs to hide or reobtain the diamond that he stole. Right. A la Blue Streak, right?
Yes. He stashed it in Kerry Washington's purse.
Yeah. When they were both at a 7-Eleven.
A baby. And then like Sean Wayans is like, I'm going to show Kerry Washington I can be a good father by adopting this kid for the weekend.
Yeah, kind of like when you take an egg home from health class.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot like it's Big Daddy meets Blue Streak meets
a Clifford.
Like Clifford, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is an adult man pretending to be a baby.
So yeah, basically, yeah. Like he's in bed with Kerry Washington. He's like, oh, like, you know, oh, we can try again for like, you know, get pregnant or whatever. And she's like, oh no, like, you know, he's watching or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just CGI Marlon Wayans' head
on a baby's little body,
like leering over a crib.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And before that, you missed it. There's a point where she's giving him like raspberry kisses, you know, blowing raspberries on his belly. And he with both hands tries to push her head down
to suck his cock.
And it's like, it's not clear what his plan is because Sean is at the bathroom and. So he's pushing her head down to get head, whatever. They come back.
They made it known in the plot of the movie that the baby has a very large dick.
Oh, yeah. And before they put him to bed, I believe they take his temperature. They sort of rape him.
There's a joke, yeah, where they have to take a rectal thermometer.
And he fights it.
Yeah, he fights it. So anyway, they're starting to make whoopee, and Kerry Washington's like, the baby's in the crib in our room. And then Sean Wayne's like, oh, the baby wouldn't know what this is. And then cut to the morning after the sex, she wakes up and he's like, that was a great night, wasn't it? She's like, I can't remember the last time we've done it two times. And he said, what do you mean?
Wait,
two
I
times?
Only fucked you one time.
And then she takes the covers off and the baby
the
is
baby's
next
in there.
And so
the little man
Marlon
got raped by a baby.
Yeah.
Well, it's an adult man pretending. It's like a PO. It's like a
I ain't no fucking baby.
People can get raped by babies if they want.
Okay, interesting.
He's devised the perfect crime, like genetically, and then through his character and street smarts, he's able to get away with any crime.
Right, and
the crime he is guilty of is rape by way of impersonation of a toddler.
Yeah, rape in the first degree.
Premeditated.
Using being a baby.
And I love
capital
the idea.
Capital R, rape.
I absolutely, completely rape. And then I love the idea that she doesn't recognize that it's not... Like that a baby is fucking her. She doesn't feel his little ass hands or any of that.
No,
I love the idea.
She's just so like like enraptured by the lovemaking. Yeah, she didn't notice. Just,
and my favorite,
some guy fully standing up behind her, just slapping.
Never address it. At the end of the movie, they're all friends.
Yeah,
clearly she knows
and
what
Sean,
happened.
And Sean Wayans isn't like, wait, like I only busted once last night. What's up with that?
Yeah,
you know, nobody. It's just the bit. Nobody questions the fact that we're all laughing at a rape that just took place. And then no character is just questioning, like, hey, what just happened?
I know.
That's a little weird.
And it's also like, what if it's his baby now? You know? He's busting in her raw. A lot of fun question marks. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, you're right. They do because they have their own kid at the end of the
movie. At the end.
And you're right. It's Sean Wayans.
Well, it looks like Sean Wayans, but they are brothers.
Yeah.
That would have been a fun... If they ended the movie on the fact that Little Man impregnated her, that's a really good ending.
Yes, that would really
they
set up well
that
for Little Man too. Yeah.
But anyway. So we just wanted to fill you in on that. What do you got going on your phone, dude?
Nothing. I was killing time until I can try and wedge this in again.
Yes,
the little Joe.
Nice.
Just keep working. You keep working. Yeah. On something until it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've dedicated my life to. Is you keep trying and trying until you don't get better, but the world becomes such a piece of shit that people have to accept it.
Don't even notice how fucking bad you are at your job.
That you're a shittier version of yourself. Which was already shit.
Which is not good to begin with.
You don't get better. You just wait for the world to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen to that, brother. Wow. So, fellas, do we have any New Year's resolutions? What do we want to do now in 2021?
Fucking there's nothing to do. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way by January. This is what's today.
It's today's January.
January 3rd
or 6th.
But if I had to go back and think, what?
But if you were to think, how would you? What were you thinking on? Let's say November 19th.
November 18th
or 18th.
I have my diary right here.
Yeah, let's look back to November 18th and see what we would have said.
I can't. Johnny's lips.
I dreamt
so
again
good.
That I visited the Discovery Zone where the ball pit was a bunch of pussy. where the ball pit was a giant pussy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be a cool ball pit. Mm-hmm. You just slide right in.
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution would be, you know, just thinking back to, let's say, mid-November this year, don't come stay at the cum cabin and let the whole team in.
We are running a train on Will, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't get to come here.
So fun.
That was awesome. Will's little boy pussy's wild. Because his whole body's hairy, but his asshole is completely clean.
We're running through the whole Brooklyn social circle. We got one person coming at a time up to the cabin. We've staggered them. This isn't really about recording the show. It's about selectively
hanging out with our famous
raping
friends.
Our way through all of our friends.
Yep. And we have compromat on Will now.
Yeah.
Because we have a video of him sucking Adam's cock.
Well, we've got a drawing. I
next up.
Well, the video camera wasn't working, so Nick did
drawings.
You had
one of those caricature artists do it. So it's you like one thing, okay, sucking Adam's dick. Oh, you're into movies, too. And it's just like a humorous drawing of me sucking Adam's dick in a movie theater.
Yeah.
And we're watching Money Train.
That's
Wesley awesome. Snipes.
That's another good
that
movie.
That did not hold up as much as A Little Man.
No, but it was good. First of all, Wesley Snipes, or I'm sorry, J-Lo, you can see her tit.
Yeah.
I thought you could see, I remember being much more explicit. You can see Wesley sort of pumping. But
you can see his ass cheeks. But you can see her titty from one specific angle.
You see
his
sculpted back.
Here's what I like. It's a very realistic angle. It's an angle that you,
it's tasteful.
Well, it's not one of these Hollywood angles that makes it look as good as possible. It's a real angle that you might see a titty at when you're fucking.
Uh-huh.
You know
if
what I'm
you're
saying?
You're watching through a camera.
Should you be fucking? No, that's not what I'm saying. You see the titty not completely at its best, which I like.
Oh, I thought it looked great.
It looked great, but it's meant to look real.
My New Year's resolution is to fix this Joe Biden impression.
That's good, man.
It's going to drive me insane. When we spoke with Joe
Biden, double the bread, double the head for me, of course, as every year.
We need some revolutionary institutional changes. Like what?
Well, for example, I think we have to fundamentally change the way in which we deal with institutional racism.
He sounds good there.
Yeah.
Black people are being fucking annoying.
Let's start letting black people go to Build-A-Bear.
That is institutional racism.
One of the institutions that they're not letting black people go to is Build-A-Bear.
I like that Joe Biden said, like, when he thinks about, like, institutional problems, the institution he's thinking of is, like, the Ronald McDonald House.
I'm only this year learning what institutions are.
The institution he's thinking of is, Ronald McDonald House and, like, the Casey Kasem Top 40 Countdown.
Yeah, hell yeah. We got a little black guy be Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Well, let him vote.
When are we going to have a black guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's true.
Wait, there's never been Alex Trebek just died. Why don't we get a black guy to host the show?
Uh-huh.
We'll have Wayne Brady on Jeopardy. Boom. Police brutality solved.
Wayne Brady. Now, I don't want to see him do Jeopardy. I'm sorry, but I got to put my foot down. He can stay over on Let's Make a Deal or whatever the fuck he's on.
It should be Tomi Lahren. That's who should.
It should be Tomi Lahren. Beyond police issues, there's the issue of accumulation of wealth. There's
an issue of accumulation of calcium deposits on my brain. They've got an issue now. There's a lot of rich people. They have all the money. There's also a bunch of plaques.
My brain.
Preventing my neurons from
connecting
from
with each other.
Correctly.
Sometimes I can't use my left hand.
Every letter I've written in the last 5 years, I've had to use my asshole to hold the pencil. That's why.
They start accusing me of having fake, they're blank pieces of paper and pictures. Well, yeah, what do you want me to do? I have a picture of my asshole on the newspaper. I have to sign everything with my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing with Bob Dole.
Oh, yeah.
They had to tape a pencil into his hand because he broke his arm jacking guys off in World War II.
Bob Dole always had a pen in his hand, man, and one in his asshole. He's got a spare Bic in there. Yeah.
When I met Bob Dole, he taught me the asshole trick.
Damn. Salute to Bob Dole, who took dick pills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first guy, too.
A fucking, honestly, broke down barriers for dick pills.
An awful lot of black
dick pills.
What is he saying?
Equally, as they're as qualified as white Americans based on the same status they're in terms of their economic opportunity, but they don't get a chance. So, for example, if we just made every corporation pay a minimum 15% tax, you got 91 pay no tax. That raises over $400 billion.
Damn, that's he had to memorize seven numbers.
Yeah, and it was tough, you could tell.
Now, you're going to have to do me a favor. Since I said all that, you're going to have to call my family to come pick me up because I forgot my phone number. That's been pushed out of my head. Have you seen? I remember 15%, 91, and 7 million. I'm fucked. I think the area code is 5.
It starts with 5.
But other than that, you're gonna have to fucking navigate my what are they called? Fuck, goddammit. I got my own memory problems. You know the cell phones for old people?
Oh,
the
jitterbug. Oh, yeah. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Yeah.
I accidentally replaced my... I didn't want my pencil holding ability to deteriorate because I took a week off from writing.
That's right.
To think to memorize those numbers. So I was keeping my jitterbug in there and it... Would you believe it? The damn thing got sucked all the way up into my small intestine. So.
Have you seen the people who try to say that, like, it's... You can't make fun of Biden's, like, you know, senility it's because it's actually just him having a stutter.
Yeah, having a stutter or whatever.
And those people are called faggots. And we've done a study, and the people that are saying that are what you would refer to as... You can get away with it once, but saying it twice
saying
is crossing
it twice
a line.
Means you it wasn't in the heat of the moment.
It was not.
You thought about
it. You got to say it once.
You can only say
the word once. You know, call people faggot once, you can get away with it. Going too many times.
60 seconds after you say it.
Yeah, you got to be gone in 60 seconds.
Okay, I'm ready to call him a faggot. All right, let's go.
I'm ready to say it.
Let's rock and roll.
just driving up to like a nice gay couple. Go ahead. It's time to do it, Nick.
No, not yet.
Actually, you know, that word is written on the Declaration of Independence and lemon juice. We're going to steal it and find it.
Okay, they're faggots.
You gotta get pumped up, dude.
Yeah, no, it's so funny.
Do you remember
funny.
That scene from the movie?
Never saw it.
Do you remember that scene?
Going 60 seconds?
Yeah, before they go steal cars, see, they have to put on Lowrider, and Nick Cage has like a meditative moment while he takes the song in.
Yeah, he vibes to
right,
it.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to the like the ba 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 ba, he does this like weird thing, and he's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, he does that Elvis hand thing. Yeah. He loves that.
Oh, he loves Elvis.
He loves the
he
king.
He loves Elvis.
He loves the king.
I'm trying to suck dick.
Ba 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 ba. Suck on my penis.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Sucked. Sucked in 60
seconds. What the fuck is it?
Sucked Low in 60 minutes.
By war.
That's my dick.
Yeah, here we go. Gone in 60
What's
seconds.
The longest you think you've gotten your dick sucked?
Oh, a long time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How long?
I love being
I feel bad anytime it goes over like 20 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
In my early days of getting sucked because of sheer anxiety.
Who would suck your dick that long?
A girl that's really...
insecure, young woman.
Yeah, and a guy that's young. Thanks for doing this. Yeah. Not being like, hey, you don't have to.
Right.
Keep it real.
But feeling that in my head.
Slow.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
I don't know. I think it was like your first appearance on the show. I remember listening before, like, I met you guys. I was like getting lunch.
Episode two, yeah.
Yeah, I was getting lunch like at work, like somewhere in Midtown. And I was just sitting outside trying to eat a sandwich. And nearly choking when you told a story about a girl giving you a hand job for like 50 minutes in a car.
Yeah, and then I came in my own face.
I blasted in my own face, too.
Sav and I bonded that day.
I did.
First time I got a hand job. I busted in my own face.
It's true.
It's a common thing, a common refrain. I feel many. Have you guys ever busted in your own faces?
Never.
Nope.
Come on. Are you serious?
Nope.
What does your dick bend? Which way? Back? If your dick is totally hard, does it bend back at all?
My dick's never totally
curve,
hard.
A little curve back.
Out of the question.
Yeah, it curves back. Not enough to come in your own face?
I don't come in my own face.
Yeah, no, it's just never happened to me.
Can you believe these fucking guys?
It's against.
Wait, were you sitting down?
I was. We were in the back seat of a car. Yeah.
Were you laying or sitting? I was laying down in my dick.
I was like kind of laying back, like in the back seat of her car, and she was jacking me off.
Well, the longer you get jacked off, the fatter the nut is.
Yeah, exactly.
Her pussy was an Audi.
That's why it took so long.
She had a guy's dick.
She had an Audi, dude.
Yeah. She made me suck her pussy after.
Somebody told on themselves. This guy was trying to say he's straight, and it turns out he's gay.
No, I remember it.
You got to let people know you're gay slowly.
So true.
You start off with a story about a girl.
Very funny. I
to be a man.
I set myself up. I deserve it.
He set himself up.
Yeah, I did set myself. No, but I blasted my own face, and then I was like, oh, and then I kind of wiped in the seat, and she's like, this is my mom's Audi.
Because that's because her mama had a dick, too. Yeah. She had two daddies. Both of them had dicks. One she called her mama. She also, that was what he means by Audi in that
story. Yeah, that's true.
The car was a Toyota.
How did you wipe the cum off?
So then I found a t-shirt, and then I realized it was my own t-shirt. So then I had to wear this cum shirt.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed when that happened to me.
Pretty brutal. Because the point of it is that if you don't cum, then if you don't get her to finish, then you can't say that you got a hand job.
No, you could get a hand job.
What happened to Delroy Lindo?
Who's that?
He was just in Spike Lee's The Five Bloods.
Oh, was it? Yeah. The Four Bloods?
The Five.
Five? Bloods.
You got to have one more blood than that. It's not enough to have four. You got to have five.
What mm-hmm. is? Who is that guy?
What do you mean?
Delroy Lindo.
Long-time character actor.
Yeah. Even I know who that guy is.
Yeah, how does Stav know that?
He was in Ransom. He was in...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just like a cool old black guy.
Yeah.
One of the classic old
Maybe a face.
You back in town. Memphis Reigns.
Wasn't That's he on I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? Wasn't he on that
Probably.
Shit?
Probably.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
He was in Malcolm X, too.
The ending of Gone in 60 Seconds is so funny. Do you remember the plot of the movie?
They use a crane or something, or is that earlier in the movie?
So the plot of the movie is that Memphis Reigns, Nicolas Cage, is he's getting out of prison. He's no longer stealing cars. He's trying
to go straight.
Trying to go straight.
And Giovanni...
He's trying to get home and get my daughter. Yeah,
Giovanni Ribisi...
trying to get my daughter.
Giovanni Ribisi is his younger brother, and Giovanni Ribisi gets in trouble with, some kind of, French criminal or something.
Mm.
And the guy... he's either going to kill Giovanni Ribisi, but he knows that Memphis Reigns is his brother, and Memphis Reigns is the best car thief. So he's like, here's 60 cars that you have to steal by midnight in 3 days, and deliver them all to the port or I'll kill your brother. And so Nicolas Cage agrees to it. But Delroy Lindo plays the detective. They're just like, I got my eye on you, Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, and you mess up in any way, I'm going to bust your ass down.
Right.
Or whatever. So... Nicolas Cage has to just steal all these cars. So he assembles his team and they steal them all in one night, and he gets them to the criminal that gets them right at the deadline. But still the guy double crosses him and they end up in some fight. At the same time Delroy Lindo is pursuing Nicolas Cage, he ends up in this factory where this final fight is going down, and the bad guy eventually lines up with Delroy Lindo. And the bad guy, has Delroy Lindo where he's about to kill him. And so Nicolas Cage, shoves the bad guy off, a railing or something and murders him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Delroy Lindo's like, don't worry about it.
I'll clean all this up.
He's like, I was going to get you for Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, but I'm right. Let you off for capital murder.
Yeah. I got your back, Reigns.
Because this mess you got me into while stealing cars almost killed me. That rocks.
Yes, it's very funny.
That's a good kind of cop. I need more cops like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You got to be the kind of cop that's good.
That's good. Let you do crimes.
You got to be a cop that is less like Darren Wilson and more like McGruff.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good guy.
I guess I agree with you. Yeah.
I want to see McGruff's penis.
Yeah.
How come, wait, we've never seen McGruff's penis?
Does his penis look like a man's or like a dog?
Does he have a man's penis?
Oh, he got the lipstick like a dog.
Why doesn't he open the trench coat and we can suck his cock?
I was going to say, McGruff has a trench coat. It's just natural that he would just...
He's like, he's wearing a duster.
Yeah,
we all wait around here waiting for McGruff to pull his cock out.
Do you remember they had commercials on TV for McGruff for kids?
Yeah, of course.
And they were like, and it was a kid, you had to wave both your arms in the air if you were in trouble, and then the McGruff, like a car with a picture of McGruff on it, would like come and help you out. But why wouldn't a pedophile just get the McGruff sticker and put it on their car?
Honestly, someone probably did. Someone probably got child dick and pussy because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's fucked
Seemed
up.
Like a flawed system even at the time.
Only you can suck a dick out of crime.
Only you can give me head or I'll burn down your whole fucking neighborhood.
If you tell your parents what I did, you're off the force.
Did you guys take dare?
Turn in your badge and pussy.
I remember the dare, like, I don't think I ever took like a dare curriculum at school, but I think we had like some like health classes or something, you know, the class where they teach you about, you know, bad stuff in life, like sex and crack,
pussy,
AIDS and things like that. And there was used dare materials.
Mm.
And I remember one that was like explaining what like psychedelics were, like with like LSD and mushrooms, and like I think they basically explained it by saying like, you know, like, you know, you like watching cartoons on TV, like your favorite cartoons. Like, well, imagine taking a drug where that will make like your reality like a cartoon. And I was
oh my God. Oh, sounds awesome. Wow.
Sign me up.
It looks like McGruff and Reagan had sex.
Point, look at these pictures.
Were they in bed together?
Oh my God, McGruff is
smoking
huge.
Cigs.
Yeah.
This is like probably late era Reagan, so fully senile. So he just thinks he's talking to a dog.
Yeah. He thinks
I met the most beautiful man the other night.
He thinks he just liberated this dog from Auschwitz.
Yeah. You know, I've always been disgusted by gay sex, but when it's a dog, there's something beautiful about it.
Something gorgeous.
I'd like to apologize to Americans. Last night I contracted the HIV virus.
I was having sex with what I believed to be a dog.
I thought it was a giant dog fucking me in my ass.
When I addressed the American people, he said that I had no knowledge of me fucking the crime dog.
Of the dick in my ass being a gay man.
What I knew
man's.
In my heart was true, but the facts were wrong.
I heard that's what the Alzheimer's actually was. Yeah. He was just riddled with HIV.
It's not Alzheimer's. I've gone insane from letting dogs fuck me. That's who we need back. That's the president.
The greatest president we've ever had.
We need him again.
Nancy, what'd you do with my Marmaduke strips? Bring in that Marmaduke.
I bet Marmaduke's got a real nice cock on him,
she
Nancy.
Had a,
I sucked his cock.
She had a psychic that was like making decisions, like statecraft decisions.
Low-key, that psychic is probably why we didn't start World War III in the
80s. That's pretty chill. Yeah, when he was like fully senile, like he was just like... The psychic had like a direct line.
Wasn't Woodrow Wilson's bitch running the country? While
she was towards the end of his life as well. Like he had gone also a potty as well.
Respect to her. Every sucking dick.
Every American
being a
president from like 1930 to 1995 was having sex with dogs.
That's true.
Towards the end of their.
And they had.
You kind of run out of kids.
Same thing happened to FDR. That's
why they all have a presidential dog, and Trump didn't have one. He broke the trend of not fucking dogs.
Yeah, JFK was like, are you kidding me? I'm not going to fuck a dog. I'm going to continue to fuck whores.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we got
to
kill him.
And they killed him. And LBJ used to hold the dog by its ears and face fuck it.
Yeah.
It's Texas style dog.
Texas style. You got to fuck a dog.
You got to fuck a dog Texas style. Get it up by the horns.
That picture is so crazy.
I don't know how he speaks or what he sounds
he's
like.
A Texas, foghorn leghorn,
Texas
basically.
Guy. Yeah, but I don't know. Much. I can't. I mean, a Texas accent, but beyond that.
He loved finger fucking.
That's true. He once
and he had a huge.
Was it like he once finger banged a lady in the backseat of a car while his wife was in the passenger
seat? I think
seat?
Something Lady like that. Bird. What a woman.
Lady Bird, yeah.
And also, he had. Have you heard that recording of him where he's trying to get pants and he's talking about how leggings ruined finger fucking? He's like pissed that they invented leggings because it ruined finger fucking. That's my president, dude.
There's some other joke he told about like he was on a like a boat with Kennedy, and like it was like someone like Kennedy was like oh you think the water is cold or whatever, and like Lyndon Johnson was like I'll take a piss and find out.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, he had that big hog.
He and said I got more pussy by accident than Jack Kennedy ever got on purpose.
That's so cool.
He's the most legendary cocksman of the American presidency
that rules.
by far. And then, no, you're right, though. Trump had no pets. And then as soon as Biden fucking won the election, there was a story like a minute after about the Biden dogs. And I'd never seen these fucking
they came
before.
Out of nowhere.
They're these two German shepherds.
They're Nazis.
Oh, they're German shepherds.
Yeah. Two rescue German shepherds. Yeah.
The first rescues in the White House.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they look like they give some good ass head, though.
I promise I'll start fucking the dogs now. I've been fucking dogs for years. That's a major part of being president.
Damn, dude. I'm gay. I'm Ronald Reagan, and I'm gay.
One of the reasons I never took AIDS seriously is because I'd been having raw bareback exchange sex up and down the East Coast every night for the last 15 years. And I never got so much as a cold sore. I thought all STDs were a lie, cooked up by the Jewish banks to sell fake medicine. So when all of these bottom fags, if you will, started complaining about their T cells, I thought it was a way to get something for nothing. As a top, it disgusted me.
Yeah, I agree. He was a top. He was gay, but he was a top.
Yeah.
He probably did get some nice pussy when he was on Bonanza. Mm-hmm.
He got pussy from the monkey.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Bozo.
Yeah.
Bozo.
Or Bonzo. Bonzo. Bedtime for Bonzo. Yeah,
bedtime for Bonzo. There's a very, very funny video clip of him in a movie just slapping the shit out of a woman.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, they call him Bonzo. It's because those buns are so tight, I could barely fit my cock in his ass.
Stop. Another bit of presidential history you might like to know is that Nancy Reagan was famous or infamous in the Hollywood of the same era when she met Ronald Reagan for having, like, the best head game in the biz.
Whoa.
Yeah, like they called her that. She was the blowjob queen of
Hollywood.
For real? We've looked that up on the show before. Sab has actually learned this on the
show. That's awesome. I forgot it.
No, not you. It's just funny that he forgot it already.
Which that is, rules. I didn't know that.
This is the kind of
you need to know.
Right. This is like stuff that Stav would have learned in the PhD he has in people's like how they fucked and who. He has access to this information. I don't even know what happens. So be on our show talking about somebody in the show, and then he'll start looking it up and be like, oh, apparently they fucked a lot. And it's like, what website?
Yeah, Stav told me Cary Grant
happening?
No,
he's gay.
No, he had a male roommate who was his best friend.
Okay.
But then he had wives. But whatever.
So what? So I have a male roommate who's my best friend.
Mm.
I'm gay.
I actually had sex with Eldis several times.
I blew out his big Albanian ass.
I'm going to have sex with Eldis. That's one of the things we got to do.
First things I'm going to do.
I'm going to have sex with Eldis.
It was Nixon was the first president who had sex with Eldis.
I fucked Eldis' ass. I fucked Eldis' ass.
Raid my lips. I sucked Aldous's penis.
Wow, they all did.
Every president has to have sex with the biggest pop star in the era. So George H. W. Bush fucked Michael Jackson.
I had sex with Aldous.
I had sex with that Albanian. This,
did you see someone dug up an old Don Jr. tweet where he was talking about, he was like, Michael Jackson, 1 year since his passing, so crazy. It seems like yesterday I was playing TMT, no, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but he abbreviates it but spells turtles with Michael Jackson in my bedroom when I was a kid.
Wow, that's so cool.
That rocks. He got molested.
He got molested.
No, Michael didn't molest anyone. That's so funny.
Donald Trump Jr. had sex.
He didn't. Michael didn't molest anyone.
Yeah, he did, bro.
No,
chill.
He didn't. Shut up.
It doesn't matter if your color is black or white.
If you're a
but
child,
you
don't
better
suck
not,
your dick.
You better not be fucking Chinese. Black and white are cool.
Wait, Adam, you're a Michael Jackson truther?
Yeah. He is big time.
Okay, explain.
I don't know.
That Cat Williams bit is probably the best.
The best. After that bit, it's over.
Yeah.
Put him in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
After that bit, show that in court and put him in jail.
I like bitches. So in my house, I have shit that bitches like. Yeah.
Now, what? Michael got Ferris wheels. Yeah. Got a video game.
A lollipop dispenser.
It's funny, but that's not sufficient evidence to convict anyone in court.
Cat Williams should be on Mount Rushmore.
He is, dude. America's finest comedian.
He's so fucking goddamn
funny.
He's
so funny. Yeah.
That whole special
about
is
the Iraq War.
Yeah, it's on the same
it's
special.
Probably the best joke or like best political comedy.
It really
about
is.
The Iraq War ever.
It is really good.
No, that special is him. It's short. It's only like 45 minutes or 40 minutes, but it's like he comes out and he's crushing. He's just throwing haymakers the whole fucking time. Yeah. There is not a
There's
second
no filler.
There's no all killer, no filler for sure. But
what
it is
that Pimp Chronicles.
I don't remember. He's wearing the green suit.
Yeah, the green suit.
I think it is the Pimp
Chronicles.
At what
point, though, did he think it was a good idea to make Suge Knight his manager?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's insane.
He made a couple of bad business decisions.
He did make a couple of bad moves.
And he made a bad decision to fight that child.
Yeah,
that could beat him up.
Yeah, he got slapped by
he
that kid.
He should have been at Target.
At those apartments. No, yeah, he's no, just no, like, no. I forgot. Target is he slapped a different guy.
Oh, he has a long rap sheet.
The video of him fighting the kid is so funny because the setting is like at an
they're
elementary
at
school.
No, they're at apartments.
No, he's in like a playground behind like a school.
No, it's Nick Siri is in Chinese.
Siri is
Japanese. In my watch is on Chinese.
Yeah.
And on the phone it said back to English, but the watch is still stuck in Chinese.
Nice.
I don't know how to fix
it. You gotta go to the Apple store.
I do. I have to make two because now my phone's doing that fucking thing again where it says downloading messages from iCloud and it doesn't turn off.
Maybe it's because I sent you one picture of my dick and it's taking too long to download.
The picture is
too big. It's too big.
It's too small.
It's not too small. It's got too much data.
The file is
too
small.
Too small.
No.
They said he had a penis, but it was a child's.
That's not what they said. Joe.
Is that? He had a child's penis.
Uh-huh.
He had a child's penis. A victory for child's penises. They're saying my asshole is a victory for child's penis.
Can I say something else?
What?
You've improved, I think, too. I think you are progressing.
What helps is not using my hands, but also watching just interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference, we said this before, between how he sounds in speeches and how he sounds talking to someone.
Yeah. I actually haven't spent one night doing the work.
You put more work in.
I'll put the work in.
We got a month.
I owe it to all the beautiful people that have. It's nice. It's nice doing this kind of like year in reflection.
It's been a good year, folks. Yeah. I mean, it's actually been a terrible year. It's probably one of the worst years of my life.
You know what? It's been good.
It's been a very difficult year.
It's been
a
good year if you've been able to like turn away from it all and just escape into bullshit. Well,
if you have a bullshit work from home job.
If you have a bullshit work from home job. Yeah.
I just personally had a tough thing. But like, yeah, it's. But. In general, our lives are great.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I get remember, to work with my fucking.
I remember when
Adam's,
you called us because
Adam's personal thing is he.
Alex stopped kissing you on the lips. Your friend Alex,
a
guy.
I thought he found out that he was using the wrong side of the ruler.
Oh yeah, that is true. That's both of those things happened.
It turned out I was starting at 12.
Yeah. I thought he was using the centimeters part.
Oh no,
that's why he thought his dick was four inches.
Yeah, I thought it was 11 inches because I was starting at 12.
Yeah.
That's good.
He had the ruler backwards.
I like that too.
That's funny.
It is funny. And it's about math.
Yeah. That's how clever. I plan on going
and
to
it's
school.
It's got a visual element.
Yeah. And getting kids to enjoy math by showing them all the funny ways you can call your friends gay with a ruler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a protractor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your dick is so fucking... Your dick something is the wrong angle to be straight. Yeah. Uh-huh. Protractor.
We used to have to measure your dick with a sundial. That's how we knew what time it was. You'd pull your cock out and put it on your son's face. The sun would maybe something like that.
I'm not sure how it works.
I don't know exactly what it was, but they called that a sundial. That's where sun comes from.
Yeah.
And dial is because he would dial the police afterwards.
Sometimes you got to give your son the Egyptian goggles. What's it called? The Arabian goggles?
Arabian goggles. That's what Tommy taught me about.
That's right. Tommy Giorgione.
My friend T.E. Lawrence, he brought it back.
T.E. Lawrence invented it.
My friend T.E. Lawrence, he went over there and he brought it back and he showed me all the stuff he learned in Arabia.
That's true. In
we were roommates in college. And I showed him the sundial and he said, check this thing out. I learned it from the Shah. And I said, this doesn't feel like goggles.
That's right.
Back then, they called me the stuttering dick-sucking machine.
The Delaware dick-sucking stuttering.
Everybody loved getting their dick sucked by me because I had a stutter.
Yeah.
There's only one more week, and we can't do these jokes anymore because they're illegal.
That's true.
Yeah. Freedom of speech is canceled.
So I think, maybe two more weeks, but yeah.
Yeah. It's freedom of speech will never be illegal. It'll just get to a point where it's thoroughly pointless, where it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't fucking
know. I think we're probably already there. You can say whatever you want.
Right.
And there aren't any real consequences.
Yeah, unless you have like a fucking... Unless you work for like NBC or whatever.
Well, unless then you, what? You get fired?
Get fired.
Yeah, but you're going to get fired anyways.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the only person that suffered for that has their freedom of speech taken away was basically Shane. He didn't get to be on SNL.
Yeah.
That was fucking, you know. My man should be, he should have been Joe Biden. Shane could have been Joe Biden, dude.
He could have been.
Yeah, he could have done it.
He probably would have done it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, I'm the president, I'm fucking gay.
I'm from fucking Delaware and I'm gay.
Yeah. If that had happened like this year, he would have been fine probably. Do you think things will chill out? I don't know.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Trump
probably
stressed
probably
everyone else.
It's because it's weird. I remember in like 2012, 2013, it seemed to get like kind of like, you know, online, things were going in the direction that they're in now. And it's like, well, it's probably there's going to be like a fascist that gets elected and then none of this shit will matter anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And then it mattered even more. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, true. I guess it was the only thing you could pretend have control over.
Mm-hmm.
When Trump was fucking elected, we were like, well, no one that said retard gets to be on TV.
Yeah.
That's how we'll fucking show control.
Mm-hmm.
Or show some hole. You know what I'm saying? Pull your ass cheeks open.
Mm.
Show your asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be allowed to do that again when Biden is
I hope
president.
It's time to show hole again.
We're going
to
let people show hole. We're going to have a TV channel. It's nothing but pictures of your cock and your asshole.
Your own cock?
You got your own asshole on a TV network.
Wow, that's awesome.
The elusive Joe Biden.
Joe
You're
Biden.
There, bud.
Sorry, yeah. I just was worried that I didn't put the ice cream in the freezer, but I don't know
Did
where
you?
Else. Where else would I have put it?
Here's the thing. That if that were the case,
mm-hmm.
you drive down the street and get more ice cream.
That's true.
Is it open 24 hours?
I got a car and I got a gun.
That's true. They're going to open up.
Yeah.
I hope they're open.
Just give Stop my ski mask and a gun and send him in.
Go to Stewart's. Get us some fucking ice cream, Stop.
Just a fat guy robbing. You'd have to like have your pants pulled down so your ass is hanging out on the
sound. Ass crack for sure.
Just ass out on the
Just the most fat crime of all time. Be like, no, I don't want any money.
Sticking it up for ice cream.
All 31 flavors. Put them all in the bag. I don't give a fuck about your money. I want your fucking muddy buddies and I want your fucking ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that thing fucking on the roller? Give me whatever the fuck kind of weird pretzel dog that is.
Mm-hmm. I wish I liked ice cream more.
Oh, dude. Ice cream rocks.
Yeah, it does. You know, I didn't get it. I've said it before. I'm not going to repeat myself.
Yeah.
Unless it's an impression that I continue doing over and over again that doesn't ever get any better.
Yeah, don't. Say this, whatever the story is.
Yeah.
About not, I don't even remember.
I didn't get an ice cream until I was 22, 23.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't believe that not having ice cream as a kid.
Yeah, but I had a roommate who would eat ice cream sandwiches. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
What do you mean you're eating ice cream sandwiches? And then I was
sandwiches like, have ham on them.
Well, I'm like, oh, I guess I can.
I've never heard of that.
I guess I could just eat an ice cream sandwich if I want.
Yeah,
whenever I want.
That's not what not going to college did to you.
Because
college is the first time you're like, I can eat whatever the fuck I want whenever I want to.
Yeah,
feels awesome.
Yeah, I think it's more. It's just like.
No, it's what I said.
Oh, okay.
No, you're fucking gay, and it's what I said.
Yeah. No, you have to like learn.
I've been enjoying root beer floats recently.
Respect.
A treat. I've been giving myself
big respect. That was my thing when I wanted to be fancy, Nick. You didn't eat ice cream as a fat kid. Root beer floats is being fancy, dude.
Oh yeah, because milkshakes, none of that shit. I never went down that route. Wow. I got fat off like bread.
Uh-huh.
I got fat off like eating, like making stovetop stuffing. And then eating like three boxes.
You were a savory fat boy.
I guess, yeah.
You weren't a candy boy.
Well, I thought it was all healthy.
Yeah.
And then I continued to get fatter and fatter. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's happening. I'm eating nine boxes of stuffing a day. It's stuffing. It's a fucking side dish. It's basically salad.
Yeah, this is salad.
I've eaten an entire bag of croutons and I'm still fat as shit. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I put on 19 shirts and did as many push-ups as I can.
That's right.
I'm still fat. I'm overheating.
Yeah.
You just got what?
I just got into the adult root beer float, which is called an affogato.
Oh, an affogato.
Yeah, which is a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and then you get an espresso after dinner, and then you pour the espresso over the ice cream, and it's fucking incredible. It's so good.
I guess I would just rather have ice cream and coffee separately, or maybe a little bit of ice cream with my coffee.
I can't recommend it enough. Maybe next time you come over,
you'll make me an affogato
for a dinner. I'll make an affogato for dinner.
Fuck my ass.
Affogato.
I forgot to pull the dick out of my ass.
I forgot to put on a condom.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oh, I forgot to put on a condom.
I forgot to put on a condom. Now you are pregnant. Prego.
I forgot to put on a condom. I'm sucking a fucking dick in the pussy.
All right, folks. We did it. We fucking did it.
We did it.
Bum, bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, ba, bum. My dick's hard.
I'm going to crack another black cherry claw.
I'm about to drink. I'm about to smoke four joints at the same time.
It is November 18th, and we have gotten through the holiday season.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Merry Christmas and Happy
Merry
New Year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year.
You don't have to say Happy Hanukkah. Happy. Thank you guys so much. Hope you had a nice holidays. We'll be back next week for the first.
It's going to be such a hilarious difference.
It's so funny. Also, we won't
have completely forgotten how to do it.
we've been like talking about how Biden's going to be the president. It would be so funny if Trump actually steals the election.
That would be funny.
That'd be great.
Right now, from where we're sitting
right now, I think
it would
make it more interesting, probably.
Stav's going to be 100 pounds lighter.
Dude, I'm going to be felt.
Stav's going to...
I'm going to be like, jokes. What do you mean, jokes?
I'm going to be married. I'm not going to care about getting pussy. I'm not going to be fat.
I'm going to have a perfect Joe Biden impression and no ability to do jokes with it.
Yeah.
Be like, I spent a lot of time having lunch. What did you guys do?
I was ordering pizzas, Joe Biden.
What have you been doing? Fuck ass? And that'll be it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very similar to how it is now.
Yeah, I guess now that I think about it,
it'll have not improved in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
In fact, there will be no way to discern any kind of difference between this episode and the next one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably it's going to be exactly the
same. Thank Will.
Well, Happy New Year's.
Thank you.
Except Will won't be here.
Love you. I love all you guys.
Will won't be speaking to us. This has been nice. I would recommend to everyone who listens to the show, you know, if you lost your job because of Corona, maybe a loved one, things are kind of fucked up, just go get an Airbnb in the woods.
Yeah, a pretty expensive house.
Just get a pretty expensive house in the woods and just record a bunch of episodes of your podcast with your friends. Spend probably $500-$600 on groceries
every day. Basically,
we've eaten through about $300 a day.
And that's
I'm not joking.
That's how you quarantine the right way. And if you're not doing that, the virus is your
fault. It's your personal fault. If you had to go to work,
if you went to work,
you're a bitch.
If you left the house to go see somebody because you don't even have you can't afford a TV or Netflix, then you're the reason that we're locking down again. Mm-hmm. So I hope you're happy. Anyways. Off to my HBO Max subscription that's connected to my dick-sucking machine. My $82,000 dick-sucking machine that injects me with heroin while I wipe my ass with money and silk.
Yeah, let's get addicted to a dangerous drug in the next month.
We're about to do some drugs right now, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get fucked up to celebrate.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Take care, everybody.
Love you guys.
Stay healthy and safe, America. Good luck to you. Yeah.